So Guy Davis has been dubbed the ambassador of the blues, and while he initially followed in his famous parents' footsteps, and those are actors Ruby Dee and the late Ossie Davis, he has devoted much of his time to spreading the word about the blues. He travels the world with guitar and harmonica in hand, performing in places that are relatively untouched by the blues, from Denmark to Spain to the Galapagos Islands. So, blues musicians, we want to hear from you. Where do you play? And who comes to see your shows? Our number is 800-989-8255. Our email address is talk@npr.org. And you can join the conversation on our website. Go to npr.org and click on Talk of the Nation. So Guy Davis is on tour in support of his new album. It's an audio play of sorts. It's called The Adventures of Fishy Waters, In Bed with the Blues. He's with us here in Studio 3A. Guy Davis, his latest album. And are you ready to give us a little something, or would you like to chat first?
Just before I start, I would like to say that this is the first I'm hearing that Levon Helm passed away.
The first we heard as
and
well.
He recorded with me a number of years ago, and I'm sorry to hear that. I would like to start out with a number from The Adventures of Fishy Waters. This is called The Railroad Story, and we're going to get it moving just like this. I was standing by the railroad track. I was waiting on train. Heard the whistle blow. Train was highballing through the countryside. Well, that train was going so fast I couldn't get on board, and I thought it slowed down making a turn. When it made that turn, I ran alongside, hopped on board, and I was highballing with it. Well, that train passed on by a farm, had some chickens out there. They were having an egg laying contest. They wanted to see who could lay the biggest and the most eggs. Well, that train passed on by the chain gang, had the prisoners standing up there, shackled ankle to ankle. The sun made the sweat glisten on their backs as they held the picks up high and the shovels down low. They were building a road. When the guards had their backs turned, a couple of them escaped, ran off into the swamp, and they crossed that swamp with water up to their necks, past snakes, past alligators. When they got to the other side, they ran over to the road trying to catch the train, but it didn't matter where those prisoners ran, didn't matter how far, how fast they ran, because they turned the dogs loose on them. And you know those bloodhounds were hungry. Well, the train kept moving on down the track. The convicts were chasing after that train. The dogs were coming after the convicts. Now, the train track ran right through the middle of a pig farm. And then the pen over on the right-hand side of the track had some pigs running around out there. And then the pen on the left-hand side of the Now, those pigs weren't so lucky. There's having a barbecue over there, and the smell wafted up out of there, blew back over the train, over the convicts, right into the dog's nostrils, drove those bloodhounds crazy. Well, the train kept moving on down that track. The convicts chased that train top speed, and the dogs were gaining on them, getting closer and closer. And the convicts ran. They leaped. They landed in the pen on the right-hand side. And the dogs chased them and chased them and chased them and leaped. The dogs landed in the pen on the left-hand side. Well, the train kept moving on down that track. Nobody to chase after. Just kept on coming over. And that's how I got here.
Guy Davis, I could see that.
Good.
So Fishy Waters is the character that you've created, and you travel the world telling the stories of this guy in 1930s, bluesman and a hobo. Not a bum, you say? He's a
Correct.
Hobo.
Not a bum, he's a hobo.
And his name is Fishy Waters. And so where does Fishy Waters come out of your experience in life? How'd you find him?
Let's just say he comes from my need to release my inner Garrison Keillor. Fishy Waters reflects the moments in my life when I've been the most stimulated, when I've been in front of people who told stories. And like you said, you could see it right in front of your eyes as it was happening. That means they're using just the right words and not too many of them. It lets the mind see what's happening. And when I was, say, 8 years old, I remember being down front of an auditorium with big saucer-shaped eyes, looking up at a fellow with a guitar singing and playing. I thought that was just the most magical thing ever, to have such a simple thing made out of wood and steel strings, making music. And that is what has shaped my life.
Why the blues? Now, you didn't say that man with the guitar you saw was a bluesman, or was he?
As a matter of fact, he wasn't. He was a folk musician.
Mm-hmm. So how'd you find the blues?
Oh, you picked up some interesting questions there. First, people I saw playing the blues were some white college boys. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know it wasn't my people's music. I didn't know it was my people's music. I thought it belonged to them, you know. But something in it felt familiar. Mm. And I related to it. I found out years later, of course, that's us. That's us-n. That's us-n music, man. I love that stuff. But there was just something in it, and I can't explain.
And your Fishy Waters, I mean, he's a Southerner. He's hopping freight trains. And he's crossing Memphis to Mobile. And you're a kid who grew up in New York City around Broadway. So when you fell in love with the blues, how did you go make that connection with the world that the blues actually came from?
I guess I made it in my imagination. Mm-hmm. I made it while listening to old records. And I guess I was prompted by people like Taj Mahal many years ago to listen to the old style blues. And through Taj, I got to hear people like Mississippi John Hurt and Reverend Gary Davis and Robert Johnson and, you know, so many other names. And I found the people who played this sound that felt familiar to my bones already.
It was just there. The feeling was just there.
Yes.
Let's we got a lot of people who we've asked for musicians to call us, and we got a lot of them lined up. So let's go to Bob in Tulsa. Hi, Bob. You're on Talk of the Nation.
Hello.
Hi, Bob. We can hear you fine.
Excellent. How are you doing this afternoon?
We're great.
Doing good.
Great. I just wanted to share my experience with the blues. I grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as a city known for its musical talent and known for the blues. Probably much unbeknownst to the rest of the country. But I really turned on to the blues one day at about age 17, and a friend of mine turned me on to Led Zeppelin I, and I realized, oh, wow, this is the blues. Huh. And it caught me, and it held me in its grip, and it's never let go since then.
Yeah, blues is like that.
Is it everywhere? You're finding it places you don't expect it?
Yeah,
I used to go to a summer camp in Vermont run by Pete Seeger's brother, mostly folk music, but occasionally we heard something called the blues.
Loved it. Thanks for your call, Bob. I want to go to Big Papa in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Hi, Big Papa, you're on Talk of the Nation.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
We're good.
Hey, Big Papa.
Hey, I appreciate you helping keep the blues alive.
Hey, that feeling is mutual.
Do you play?
I play with a band called Brethren. We were just playing at the Juke Joint Festival over in Clarksdale, Mississippi this weekend. we take out Mr. Sydell Davis as well. I don't know if you know who he is, but
yes, sir. I met Mr. Sydell Davis.
Yeah. He's not able to play his guitar anymore with his butter knife, but he sure can sing, man. He's got one of the strongest voices out there.
Hey, Big Papa, you just said I want to thank you for keeping the blues alive. Is that part of the story of the blues right now, that it needs to be kept alive? Is it fading on us, Guy Davis?
I don't. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you go ahead. No. You go ahead, yeah, Big Papa,
you
first.
You
no, I don't. My opinion is, I think it's still going, it's strong, but it's following that tradition. It's like, you know, you take somebody like the Black Keys or the White Stripes or, you know, a variety of people, it's rock, but it's still down underneath that. That's Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson, and Charlie Patton and Sunhouse, and they're trying to put their own little signature on, you know, what came before them. You know, they're trying to be honest.
Yeah, I hear you, Mr. Big Papa. I'm thinking of the blues, that though it does continue to survive today, it is still, to me, an endangered species. And it needs all the proponents it can, all the proponents who will stand up and play it in whatever form they play it, meaning the new style, the old style, the Chicago style, the country style. It needs to be played and played and played.
Big Papa, thanks for your call.
Oh, thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Nation on NPR News. Let's bring in Mike from San Antonio, Texas. Hi, Mike. You're on Talk of the Nation.
Yeah, how you doing there? I got a band called the S.A. Bluecats here in San Antonio, and my mantra when I started this band was that all forms of American music evolve from the blues, and we kind of like to do all of that. And I'll turn Lazy Lester and Jimmy Reed songs to Big Fat Horn songs. It's a six-piece band, three-piece horn section. Everybody kind of flips instruments. I play trombone and harmonica. And I was on the board of directors of the San Antonio Blues Society for 16 years, and I ramrod the effort to hang the historical marker for Robert Johnson's recordings at the Gunner Hotel here back in 1936.
Mike,
don't think of San Antonio as a blues mecca by any means, but there's a very, what I call a rabid culture here, small subculture of blues, very good musicians, and a lot of history here. And I got to see Guy Davis about 10 years ago at the Kerrville Folk Festival.
Mike, who's the audience in San Antonio? Who's in that audience?
It's mixed. And San Antonio is unique right now. I don't know if it's because the town's growing so fast, because it's kind of one of the better shaped cities in this recession that we're in. But the audience is very mixed. We play to all ages of people, from 10 on up to 90.
Hmm.
I've got a house gig at the Almas Pharmacy here in San Antonio every Friday for about the last 2 years, and it's just blowing and going. We're having a real good time, and Blues Society here is doing very well. We've got two festivals, the Robert Johnson S.A. Sessions Festival, which I helped ramrod that, and I also ramrod we're in the middle of beginning of Fiesta right now, and the Fiesta Blues Heritage Series has become a very well-attended festival here in San Antonio. They also helped get that going. I was on the Fiesta Commission for 5 years, but in San Antonio, it's not bad.
All right, that's good. That's good to hear. That's encouraging, it must be, Guy Davis, to hear that.
Blowing and going, I like that phrase.
Let's bring in Mick in Bend, Oregon. Hi, Mick, you're on Talk of the Nation.
Hey there.
Hey.
I lived in Europe for a long time. Got to play with Taj a few times over there, which is a pure pleasure.
Yeah.
And back in the early days, played with some of the guys on the American Folk Blues Festival. But I found that in Europe, the blues has a lot more cachet to it. It seems to be more popular in Europe than it is here.
I just want to ask Guy if he finds the same thing.
What I find is that it is not taken so for granted over around in Europe. Over here in the U.S., we got so dark on many channels on our TVs, you know, we have to live several lifetimes to watch all of the entertainment that's on. So, I do feel a little almost more cared for sometimes overseas.
Mick, thanks for your call. And, you know, the time flew on this segment, but we wanted to hear one more time from Guy Davis. So why don't you take us out to the end of the segment? Ladies and gentlemen, Guy Davis, Fishy Waters, as you should know him.
Woke up this morning, feet around for my shoes. You could tell I had me them old walking blues. I woke up this morning, feeling around for my shoes. you could tell right then I tried. Babe had the walking blues. Some people say to worry, oh, blues ain't bad. That the world's so filled, I must have had on long. Some people, they say the word, oh, blues ain't bad. Well, that's the word so feeling out, child. Babe, I must have had. Sometimes I feel like blowing a lonesome horn. Oh, this morning, everything I had was gone. Oh, Lord, sometimes I feel like blowing my lonesome horn. Oh, this morning, every doggone thing I had was gone.
Guy Davis, the ambassador of the blues. His new album is The Adventures of Fishy Waters in Bed with the Blues. He's next heading up to Lakewood, New Jersey. That's on April 20th, and he's back here in Washington, D.C., April 21st and 22nd. He joined us here in Studio 3A. Thank you very much, Guy Davis. Tomorrow, it's Talk of the Nation Science Friday. Ira Flatow will be here for a conversation with deep-sea diving legend Sylvia Earle and filmmaker James Cameron, who just got back from the world's deepest dive. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm John Donvan in Washington.